007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Garrett, good afternoon. How are things in Galway?
It's a bit wet in Galway at the moment, but we're in the middle of the film flaw here. So things are good. Things are good.
Excellent. Well, it has, by all accounts, been a great week in Galway. We have to mention A Nightingale Falling, your own movie, premiered the other night. I was there. It was a great night and obviously an exciting night for you.
It was a great night. I mean, the Town Hall Theatre is quite a special place to actually hold a premiere. So it's the first time I've ever had a premiere there, ever had a film there. And it was a packed house. I think it takes just under 400 people. So it was a very special night, quite an emotional night as well, after you've, gone down the route of producing an independent film. Mm. And then everybody is there, the cast, the crew, family, friends, and, you're about to unveil it to people. But we got a great response.
You did.
And, I mean, we're quite overwhelmed by it because I think the box office was in such demand that the FLA announced that they're going to show it again. It's the only film actually been screened again, and they're screening it again tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the IMC. So that's a real joy.
Well, congratulations. We're going to hear part of the soundtrack in a little while. Tell me this, Garrett. I mean, people really don't know, I think, about the Galway Film FLA. You as a filmmaker now have to go and sell your movie after showing it there. How does all that work?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's hard. A lot of the festivals like Cannes, get a lot of limelight because of, say, the Hollywood movies using it as a showcase to launch their films and to get a lot of press surrounding it. That's perfectly fine. And a number of films that would be here as well are doing the exact same thing. But I think what you need to understand with it is that it's generally a market as well. So that's why the Galway Film FLA, for instance, is a very popular festival, because they have such kudos now that they invite distributors and sales agents from around the world. Film production, and certainly film production at an independent level, is quite difficult. So even if you take an Irish Film Board project or an independent project like our own, generally the finance that's raised is enough to get it made. But then to get it seen is a totally, totally different ballgame.
Yeah.
And maybe, I mean, certainly in Ireland, there are a number of distributors here. They can handle a local release in Ireland. But to get to the UK or to get to America, you need to engage with distributors and sales agents from worldwide. And that's what a festival is about.
So you're having meetings all week and trying to sell your movie,
exactly,
basically. Yeah,
yeah. So you're there and you're pitching it. And if they haven't seen it, you've got to give them a DVD. If they have seen it, you can get into negotiations. So you hear that a lot, from the likes of Sundance and Tribeca. That's what filmmakers are doing. So it's kind of a two-tier thing. You get a chance to obviously premiere your film and celebrate that with everybody. But at the back end of it is quite a business-orientated few days. And Galway is good because you actually get to socialise as well. It's very...
It's a good old spot, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you miss someone at a meeting, you get a chance to walk up to them in the bar, introduce yourself, and they will talk to you and they will take the DVD. And so business is done in many ways here.
What about a release for A Nightingale Falling? Will we get to see it?
Yeah, we're hoping that we're going to be able to release it later this year, sometime maybe October, November. We've got negotiations going on at the moment, and I'd love to be more certain about it. But again, we're at early stages in negotiations. Yeah. We've got a bit of attention now, and our lead actress, Tara Bradnock, is actually nominated for the Bingham Rae New Talent Awards. So there's an awards ceremony tomorrow night as well. So we wish her well in that.
Indeed.
And all that, you see, helps. It starts to create a bit of a little bit of buzz about the film, and that gives us an opportunity to sit down at the table with these people
exactly.
and pitch our movie. It's strange, you're pitching your movie after you've it made,
it's a long old process
to look at it.
Well, congratulations to you all, and best of luck to Tara Branagh tomorrow night. You'll keep us posted, no doubt. So have you had a chance to see much else in the festival?
I went,
Jack Rayner there, of course.
Yes, I went to the premiere of Glassland last night. That's Gerard Barrett's new movie, and as you say, Jack Rayner was there. Will Poulter Coulter was there as well. It's a good film. It's a good, strong drama. And I think Will Poulter was absolutely fantastic in the movie as well. He pulls off the Irish accent really, really well. There was a lot of love for the movie from people. And I'm going to see Patrick's Day tonight. That's Terry McMahon's follow-up to Charlie Casanova. That I've seen the trailer for it. It
looks
very, very strong.
Very good.
You know what? It's been a really packed programme. I was just remarking to somebody this morning, you know, so many Irish movies that are screening here, and like there's three big movies nearly every day. And I suppose at the back of it all, you just kind of hope, you know, you'd love Irish audiences to embrace them and that they find a spot.
Yes.
And that they will find a place, because there's a lot of quality here and a lot on show. So,
well, fingers crossed. It's been a great fla, and well done again. So a little bit more movie news outside of Galway. News on The Guarantee for us.
The Guarantee. This is Colin Murphy's stage play, and they've been announcing some details about a cast and a director as well. Ian Power is going to direct it. If you remember, he made a movie called The Runway.
Yes.
Which was quite successful. And Peter Coonan actually is, they've got David Murray in it. They've got Gary Lydon. They're all going to star in it. And Peter Coonan as well is going to be in the movie. So they're shooting, I think, shortly. And it's going to probably get a cinema release. It's going to be on TV3 as well. And it's, you know,
I saw it on stage. It worked extremely well. So it's an interesting tale, no doubt about it.
I think you're going to have a 12 Angry Men type situation, you know, where it's set in a room and it's high drama in one location, and that can work.
And it's
on
the boom to the
sometimes.
Bust in Ireland, basically. That's what it's covering.
So we look forward to that. The Guarantee.
Very
sounds like
good.
A good movie.
Okay, what's Colin Farrell up to?
Well, this is interesting. This came out on the wires, and I heard people talking about it. There's rumours that he's going to star in True Detective, the second season of that.
That'd be a nice gig.
It would. It would. You know what? I think he needs it as well. I think it would be a good one for him, because there's such critical acclaim around that series that it would be brilliant for him to go into. Matthew McConaughey, of course, and Woody Harrelson starred in the first season, which I really, really enjoyed. It's got a beautiful slow pace, and it's you know, it draws it out lovely over the course of the series. And I think it would be good for him. So I'm kind of hoping actually it does come true that he'd be in the HBO series.
Okay, some more casting news. Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, she's in negotiations to join Michael Fassbender in a movie called The Light Between Oceans. This is an adaptation of a novel. The story follows a lighthouse keeper and his wife living on a remote island on the western Australian coast in the years following the end of the First World War. The filming is due to take place in Australia. She's a good actress, and of course Fassbender, I mean, he can't do anything wrong at the moment, can he? Absolutely not.
Okay, what trailer should we check out online?
Reese Witherspoon, Oscar winner. She is starring in a movie that the director of the Dallas Buyers Club has just made. It's called Wild. And it's a movie about a woman as she makes a 1,100-mile solo hike to sort of undertake a road to recovery from a recent catastrophe. Check out the trailer. Mm. It kind of starts off slow, but you can see how it builds up. Kind of reminded me a little bit of Into the Wild. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Yeah, there's a touch of that about it. And of course, Dallas Buyers Club was such a successful movie that director is obviously hot property right now.
Exactly. There are sort of two big new releases this weekend. I was tweeting last night about Boyhood. I absolutely loved it. Went to it last night. It's an extraordinary film.
Yeah, you're lucky to have seen it. I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, it's really one to see.
Yeah, and I like the director, Richard Linklater. He's done, you know, the Before series, Sunrise, Sunset. Made over, 12 years?
The
Life of a Young Man.
And all of the actors growing up right in front of your eyes.
It's quite extraordinary, yeah. So I like Ethan Hawke as well.
I love seeing Patricia Arquette as well. She's a super actress.
Well, look, you've seen it, so you've given it the recommendation.
Definitely,
but it's getting a lot of good press. Some people saying it's a bit too long, though.
Yeah, it is a little bit too long. That is the only minus in my book, but otherwise stick with it. We'll forgive it, that, put it that way. It's an extraordinary achievement. And then we have Begin Again. That's our musical this weekend, as such.
Yeah, it actually opened the FLA here on Tuesday night. Good response to it, because it's a kind of a crowd pleaser as well. John Carney, the man who made Once, and I suppose it's comfortable territory for him to look at something within the music business. You've Keira Knightley, Mark Ruffalo starring in it. It's getting good reviews, and I mean, it's kind of, you know, sometimes it's hard to make a movie that will please everybody, but I think if someone's looking for escapism on a Friday night, that type of movie is absolutely perfect. It played well here at the FLA. It was good response to it. So Begin Again, which is now under the Weinstein Company, who are bringing it everywhere around the world, is going to do well.
Again, fair play to Irish director John Carney. Yep. Great stuff. Now, We'll move to our TV movie recommendation. What have you chosen, Gareth?
Well, just something with a bit of fun, to be perfectly honest, because if you don't laugh at this, then I think you need to go out a little bit more. It's Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr. in an absolutely hilarious turn in a movie called Tropic Thunder.
It's hilarious.
It is. It's just a funny film. There's nothing to it, but it's about a group of actors shooting a big budget war movie are forced to become the soldiers that they're portraying. Ridiculous stuff. But Tom Cruise makes a really good turn in it as well, and you'll laugh at him as well. It's on RT2 tonight at 11:15. It's just a bit of fun.
That sounds good. Garrett, enjoy the rest of your time at the Flan. Thanks for joining us from Galway.
Thanks very much.